Hey, and welcome back to the August edition of the Hot Takes, where I promise to do one every month, once a month, and real in the beginning of the month, so Matt can do his thing. I apologize to everybody that listens to the show. Blame me, extrafeatures@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the YouTube page because I finally figured that out, which others have already started. Welcome back, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Simon? Long time no see.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird, right? It's summer. I really don't like to podcast in the summer because I want to be in my pool or doing projects around the house. But these movie companies just keep bringing out movies. It's so weird.
Most of them suck, but we still have to cover them.
It's August. Sucky movies in August, September, October, definitely an improvement. And then we're off to Oscar season. So the next October, November, December, we should have some quality films you're going to hate. So perfect.
Excellent. Excellent.
So I gave a whole stack of stuff, and at the time I think I've seen one of them now,
Okay.
but I'm not going to tell you which one I've seen, but if it comes up, I have seen one of them.
Okay. Well, most of them look pretty bad, but
Oh,
some were
great.
promising. Some were
No,
promising.
they weren't.
Well, let me get started as always with the movies that just are awful looking. First one on the list, Only One Night. Now, are you familiar with?
This is the one I watched.
You saw this. All right. D tell me you didn't like it.
I'm gonna be honest. I like the people, and I like Callum Turner. That's the lead man in it. It had Kanye's wife.
Is that who Monica Barbaro is?
No, she's the lead actor.
Okay, I don't know any of these people.
Kanye's wife is in a bar scene for maybe 5 minutes of the film.
Okay. Well, our reviewer gave it a B, so I mean,
Yeah,
maybe
he
it's
literally
promising.
takes his head out of his ass and go watch a real film.
This is like the Purge, a love movie based like Purge style. You know,
You
I don't have
got
to tell
it.
you, you've already seen
I
it.
saw people. I usually I don't watch movies ahead of time. It's my fault. We're about a week late, so
No, hey, that's all right.
they started coming out. So
So you
I
say
guess
this is
I'll.
okay?
No, definitely not okay. It's
Okay.
dull.
Yeah, it looked pretty
I
bad.
mean, the lead actor is, she's okay. She's not going to blow you away. There's nothing exciting in the film. It's the purge of dating.
The idea looks stupid.
It's dumb and kind of bored me. So I
Okay.
gave it a 4 out of 10.
Oh, all right. Well then, you know what?
So hang on.
Okay.
Would you take a date to this movie? I think it's a date movie. I think that's what this film's about. Just take a date.
Yeah,
But I
no, it
think
looks
they forgot the comedy. There's no comedy.
it doesn't look funny, and I would feel awkward if I was sitting there on a first date with somebody and the whole movie is about having sex for one night and just hooking up with a random person. Yeah, that would be weird.
I don't think I should try it. So I'm going to have to ask my wife for a hall pass.
Your wife, maybe you could take your wife to it, but
I don't think she would like this, though. It's not her because she likes comedy
and it's not funny
and
and it's supposed
action.
to be.
She likes comedy and action. That's really
Oh,
it.
okay. Well, then the next movie might be right up her alley.
Okay.
Super Troopers 3.
Actually, I was going to take the Gorsh and Marlowe to
To see
this one.
this?
Yeah.
So I've never seen Super Troopers 1 or 2.
Oh, you need to see these. They're fun.
I do like three of the people that are in it. Nat Faxon, Andrew Dismukes, and Hannah Simone. I love New Girl, and she's one of the characters on New Girl.
Never seen it.
You've never seen New Girl? You should check
No.
New Girl out. It's really fun.
I have a
Really
long list of not adding anything to my long list.
fun. Well, it's a movie. It's a TV show, not a
Yeah, I
movie.
know. That's why I won't watch it. My TV list is full.
Okay.
So, yeah, so let's go back to this. I
Sure.
love Super Troopers. This room think is me, you, Mark, Gorsh, and yourself in Montreal. Like, we really do have this much fun.
We
If
need
we had,
extra.
we would need more people and about $100,000, and we would be insane.
Yeah, that would be fun to actually just to film us for a weekend.
We would go nuts. See, we keep it pretty tame and have nice dinners and just spend time. But if we just went out and drank, oh wait, we did do
We
that.
do, yeah, a little bit, a little bit. We'd have
We
to
need
get.
to do it to the next level. We need to not stop. We need to go by take these guys and go to the Japanese bar, which is the 1 liter pitcher of beer, and have five of
Now,
them each, then go out.
that place was awesome.
Right across from the hotel, I might add.
Hot sake. We do have to do it online, like an in-person pod next year, even for just a couple minutes, just to
We
post
will
up.
do it. I will bring my phone and we'll see what we can do. So, Super Troopers 3, you just didn't find it funny?
I like not my kind of humor, and I've never watched any of them, so to me they're probably all the same. If you like the first one, you might like it.
Oh, I love these things. They make me laugh so hard.
All right, so you are gonna like this one. Like I said, it's got characters, it's got actors in it that I like.
I have no
So
idea who these people are, so it's...
Nat Faxon, you wouldn't probably know him if you saw him. He was in The Way, Way Back. Have you
I
ever
think
seen
I
that?
saw that. I
Yeah,
have.
he was in a hysterical show called Ben and Kate that got canceled after one season, but like he's a funny guy. He's got a face that you would definitely recognize. And
Oh,
then
speak. Go continue, and I'll say what I have to say. Sorry.
what was you saying? And then Andrew Dismukes is from Saturday Night Live, and he's really good on Saturday Night Live.
So I'm in my local video store, which we do have one where I live that
Wow.
sells
Okay.
stuff. It makes me excited. They don't rent anything; it's just buy. It's like a pawn DVD shop.
Okay, yeah.
That's nearby, but this is actually just DVD records and CDs. I think that's all they sell. So remember a movie with Taye Diggs in it called Daybreak? I think it's called Daybreak.
Is it like a vampire thing?
No, it was a TV show, and he kept going back in time every day.
Oh, that does sound
I
familiar.
love this show. I
Yeah,
watched
that
all
does
six
sound.
episodes. So I'm in the DVD store and I see this complete season. I'm like, what? Open it out. There's six more episodes or something I never saw.
Oh, nice.
And then they canceled it. I'm like, I'm not rewatching this. I have no recollection. I remember that it's out. I'm like, I was tempted to buy it, but I didn't do it at the end.
That does sound familiar. I'll have to look that up afterwards.
Yeah, there is a 12. I hope that maybe I can find them on YouTube or something, the missing episodes, if
Well,
I
yeah,
decide
Nat
to watch
Faxon,
it.
it was in Ben and Kate. It's also got Dakota Fanning or Dakota Johnson. Who's the older hot one? Dakota Johnson, right? Is the
The
one that isn't
blonde.
the one that's in the Grey movies is Johnson, not Fanning. Fanning's the kid.
Fanning's old now. That's why you're confusing me.
Oh yeah, but Dakota Johnson's like 40, right?
Yes, that's her. Yes.
The show Ben and Kate was a sitcom with Nat Faxon and her before she was famous. It was
Oh.
hysterical. Yeah, I found it on Amazon Prime. I'm probably going to buy the season. There's only like 15 episodes before it got canceled, but
Hold on. You've seen the show, you've watched it on YouTube.
no, I watched it on television.
Okay. Now
What?
you're gonna buy it? Like you actually rewatch things?
Oh, all the time. I mean, I only saw it one time, and it was like 15 years ago. So yeah, I don't remember anything other than I
Okay,
like.
fair
Oh,
enough.
Pat. I mean, I rewatched comedies all the time. I'm rewatching News Radio. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago. You know.
That's a great show.
An
Absolutely
awesome show.
phenomenal.
Awesome show.
Okay.
All right, so you're on board for Super Troopers 3.
100%.
All right,
I think it's
that
out
sounds.
now, actually, but
It
I
is out
haven't.
now. It is out
It
now.
is, and I'll have to watch it this week.
All right, so next is, are you ready for overly bloody horror Eli Roth type stuff?
No, I don't like that.
Okay, so then you're not going to like Ice Cream Man, which is a movie that we also just reviewed and flunked. Which sounds about right. Yeah, it's just an Eli Roth movie about an ice cream vendor giving ice cream cones out that turn kids into these like ravenous monsters, and it looks terrible. Snoop Dogg does the soundtrack. That's positive, I guess.
Is it? Can you name a Snoop Dogg song? I can't.
Oh, come on. Gin and Juice. I know his
No.
old 90s songs. I mean, nothing new, but.
I wouldn't know a Snoop Dogg song if I fell on it.
Stop now.
Ice Cream Man is out now.
It is out new.
And you gotta hear this one. I looked up my local cinema. It's in playing in one screen. That's it. One night only. Oh, this is how good this is. One screen.
It looks awful.
Super Troopers 3, one screen. Spider-Man, one, two, three, four different screens. The Odyssey, two screens. Three screens. Evil Dead Burn, The Invite, which I have not watched yet. And some other movies that are way too old that shouldn't be on the screen.
Yeah.
So it
Well,
looks like I have to see Super Troopers 3, and I will watch Ice Cream Man. I'll put it on my list.
spooky movie season is coming, so if you want to get ready for it, I guess Ice Cream Man counts.
Get ready for it. I just watched the movie buff, the pictures of Mark.
That's terrifying. That's
That
terrifying.
scares me every day. Like, how is this guy losing his hair every year?
All right, so our next picture is, it looks like a confusing artsy thing. It's got Willem Dafoe in it. It's called The Birthday Party.
Oh, this I wanted to see. This looks strange.
So I had,
Didn't
yeah, I
know
had no,
that.
I watched the trailer. I had no idea what it was about. There's a party, like an upscale birthday party, and he's in it. And that's all I got from it.
That's all you need. Who does not want to go to a birthday party with Willem Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe rules.
He's
He's
going to have
great.
some cool stories.
He would have cool. I would like to get a drink with him, yeah, but I'm not sure I'd
And I
want to
mean,
entertain.
he might do some weird faces going ah, at you and stuff.
He would
And who
definitely.
knows what the guy do? And maybe he's like normal as hell, but I think he'd just be a fun guy to drink with.
Yes, he would be a fun
Like,
drink.
does he eat birthday cake? Who knows? I need to know that.
We do need to know that. So you are on board for the birthday
I
party?
have no idea what the film is. That's it. So you watch the preview, and you know what? I should actually make an effort to look. Birthday party.
Yeah, I watched the trailer and I have no idea what it's about. It's just
Is there
literally a
nobody
birthday
else in this? I thought there was somebody else in this.
party. Let's see. Been a while since I
Because
saw
I
it.
wouldn't have told you to watch it without more people. No, maybe I'm totally wrong.
And actually, it came out. They made it in 2025, and it's just getting released now. No
That's
one I
strange.
know.
You're right. There's nobody else but Willem Dafoe.
Willem, not William.
Oh, sorry, Willem. He's the only one. I just looked it up. You're correct. Okay. So I just read the quick premise of some guy's daughter's birthday party, and Wilhelm shows up. Let's see if he eats cake. I'm betting he doesn't eat cake.
Nah,
I'm
I don't think
going
it's a
with no
cake.
cake eating in this film.
Looks like a Hollywood type party where they're all like not eating cake.
Eating caviar.
Yeah, exactly.
Barf.
All right, so we have one more crap movie, and it is The Wrong Girls. This is a stoner comedy with Kristen Stewart and Alia Shawkat. I don't
I
know. I don't.
like Alia Shawkat, and Kristen Stewart does no wrong.
Now she's a good actress, but I mean, I don't know. Lakeith Stanfield, who I do like, is in it. Also Seth Rogen, who's, he's funny, but
No, he's not.
you have to want to watch a drug trippy type
That's why
thing.
Seth Rogen's in it. He likes his weed.
Oh, he's a pothead,
I know, I met him. He was
all right.
smoking weed at the time.
No, of course. Of course.
Oh, I just want to thank the colonies for making this drink for me.
Wow, what is
Dr.
that? Grape?
Dr. Pepper, blueberry? No, not blueberry, blackberry.
Oh, and a no sugar one?
No sugar one. Thank you, colonies. I just want to put that out that the colonies.
And that's good?
It's good. If you like better tasting grape that doesn't taste like Fanta and something that somebody chalked off a wall.
So somebody I work with was saying they have a Dr. Pepper coconut that's really good. I'll have to try, but
Cannot find it in Canada. It does not exist.
I guess it's around here. I'd only want one. I don't want to buy a 12 pack. I don't know if
Well, you know what? I have a great idea. You buy the 12 pack, you take your one out, and you mail the rest to me.
or I'll just pack them away and bring them next time.
Well, maybe if you're going to do that, buy them a little closer to the date.
I'll wait till next time.
Because, and I have to thank you for the posters, but we're going to do a poster unveil next time on
Oh,
the
good. All
show
right.
because I
Let's.
haven't touched them yet because I have to get the frames ready, which is coming up.
Nice, nice, nice.
So we're going to put some of those on the wall.
All right, well. We are looking forward to that. And here's some movies that we are also maybe looking forward to seeing. So yeah, The Whisper Man, which is a Netflix movie. It's a crime thriller and it looks really good. It's got some big names in it. Robert De Niro, Michelle Monaghan, our girl, Adam Scott, Michael Keaton, John
Who
Carroll Lynch.
is Mike Pekin? And John Karlovich is the bomb.
John Carroll Lynch rules. Michael Keaton is, you don't know who Michael Keaton is?
Oh,
Like
Michael
Batman?
Keaton. Yes, I
Michael
know.
Keaton.
Sorry.
Yes.
I heard something else.
Hamish Linklater, who's really great. He was in one of the Netflix horror series' Midnight Mass, I believe it was called. So this movie has like a bunch of missing kids posters, and it's like a police story, and it looks very good. So I will be checking that out.
Do you think they'll find Marlowe here, by the way?
No, because nobody would report him missing. They would just be happy that he was gone.
Yeah, our missing producer has never showed up on the show that is supposed to be here numerous times and just sort of abandoned us.
He's a behind-the-scenes kind of cat.
Well, it's choice. He says he was never invited, he told me.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, that's a definite go for me.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in. John Carroll Lynch alone will probably get me to watch a film.
He is great.
And Michelle Monaghan must be one of the kid's parents, or maybe the detective.
Probably. She's one of the kids' parents, yeah. Yeah,
Ooh.
she's amazing.
She's amazing, but these Netflix movies are like usually pretty crappy lately. That makes any sense?
It depends.
Well,
So,
you're the guy that never buys Netflix, so you just gotta wait till you get December. Oh, Christmas movies.
I'll get it in October. I will definitely watch
Do
that
you
movie.
get it in October just for the Halloween stuff, or is it just the Christmas crap too?
Yeah, I mean, they don't have that many Halloween things, but I'll get it in October to kind of catch up on some stuff, and then November, December.
So do you like binge watch everything you want to then for 3 months?
Yeah, basically. I mean, there's not that much that I want to watch from it. I think there's a couple things I'd need to check out, but
Okay. I don't know. Yep. I got nothing else.
All right. Well, here is another one that looks very good. And it's called The End of Oak Street. And it stars Anne Hathaway,
Oh, I'm in.
Ewan McGregor,
In.
and a guy named Pilot Bunch. I just thought the name was really cool. He's got kind of a minor role, but I've
Now I
never.
gotta look this guy up. Pilot Bunch?
Yeah, isn't that an awesome name?
I have not heard that. No, it's not as good as Marlowe, but I'll give it to him.
So this movie is directed by David Robert Mitchell, who did It Follows, and it's a movie where basically, if you've ever seen Signs, it's kind of like Signs only with dinosaurs attacking. It just looks really off the wall, but also really good. And I will definitely be checking that one out when I get the chance.
He looks like a TV actor for the most part so far.
Pilot Bunch, yeah.
Like
I
he
don't, it's
has
not.
done movies, but nothing. I mean, I've seen him in Walking Dead, but don't ask. He plays some guy named Vincent. I don't remember him. And the Unbreakable Tyler, which I have never ever seen. So that's probably why I don't know him. He's up and coming.
Looks like a good movie, though. Dinosaurs, always fun. Thriller, horror type thing.
I
Good
tried to
actor.
give you a list with your stuff on it. I want that stated that Matt does not do the list. I make the list. And anything horror, I put on the list now.
Yep. Nope. That's a good idea.
I
That's a good idea.
have no idea what they are. I'm like, yep, horror, put on Matt's list. Don't want to watch that
Yeah,
trailer.
most of these are, are junk, but some of them look good. Another one that is in the could be decent list is The Rivals of Amzia King, which is a crime thriller centered around a bee farm, and it stars two of the best actors of all time, Matthew McConaughey and Kurt Russell. So that's another one
Oh,
that
I'm
I would
in.
be.
Kurt Russell, I like.
Yeah, I'd be interested in checking that one out too. Looks
Wow,
pretty
Matt's going to check
weird.
out the movie. He might actually leave his house.
I might.
I
Well, no,
have a question. Here's something we've never discussed.
I'll stream it.
When
Sure.
you leave your house, how long does it take to get to a theater?
5 minutes.
And so, what's the. Is it a Regal? Is it an AMC?
Marquee.
Never heard of it. Maybe Marlowe owns it because it sounds like Marlowe.
Marquee Cinema. Yeah, it's a huge.
Never heard of them.
No?
No.
Yeah, we have that. We've got some old theaters too that do like older movies and stuff, but that the Marquee is the brand new one.
Is that where Marlo hangs out and begs for change in front of those old theaters on movie nights?
He might. I don't know.
I mean, he's wearing some ugly clothes last time I saw him, so he probably needs to go back to the thrift shop for the pound sale.
Oh my gosh. All right. And then we go to another potentially good movie. It's called The Dog Stars. This is a Ridley Scott, like a post-apocalyptic science fiction thriller with a group of survivors attacking zombie type things. Looks like a shooter game or something. And it's got Josh Brolin, who I love. Some other people, Jacob Elordi. I don't know who that is.
Yes, he's good.
Margaret
Jacob.
Qualley.
Margaret Qualley's gorgeous.
Okay, and
You
then
know
Guy
her mom,
Pearce.
Annie McDowell. Annie McDowell's her mom.
Oh, okay. I love Annie McDowell.
So that's her daughter.
Oh,
Mar
interesting.
Mar Mar You saw The Substance, didn't you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm shocked. That was a horror movie.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't sound familiar. Yeah, and then Guy Pearce, which that sounds familiar. I don't know.
You would know him to see him. He's in 8 billion movies.
Yeah, normally I'm not into the post-apocalyptic stuff, but this one looked, looked kind of good. So the Dog Stars, that one.
Wait, we can't go wrong. Let's back this up. You're rushing. We have a great cast here.
We do.
We have Ridley Scott was either hit and miss. I cannot describe it any other way.
Yeah, I agree.
So this is good. I'm looking forward to this one. This one sounds like a movie I might actually watch.
All right, yeah.
But
It's a
we
good
gotta watch that
Halloween.
Michelle Monaghan movie first.
Well, obvi.
Like we can't miss Michelle Monaghan. Maybe I should send her some tidbits.
Some Timbits.
Timbits. Well, they're better than those munchies you guys tried to kill me with last time I was in the colonies.
And I don't eat munchies.
They're disgusting. Who eats those things?
Were you talking about the Dunkin' Donut things?
Yeah, I was I told you the story. I was at Dunkin',
I can't.
and
I
I
don't
hadn't
eat.
been in Dunkin' in a couple of years. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna buy munchies, just one of each. They were disgusting.
Yeah. All that stuff is gross, man.
I don't know. My kids wanted iced coffees or something, so they got their iced coffees and
Man, I couldn't even get my iced coffee the last Tim Hortons. They were out of ice. Like, what the heck?
listen.
I
There's
was really
Tim
gruff.
Hortons in Buffalo. You just gotta drive up the road and you can
the
have one.
road. That is not up the road.
Isn't it two
But maybe
hours?
more like 3.5.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah.
So, but you know Dunkin's coming to Canada again.
Is it? And you're not like a
Yes.
part of it. Are you liking this idea? No.
I could, well, not after those crappy donuts I had. I was all prepped and going to go, I'm gonna try these donuts.
I know you're
I'm
looking forward
not
to
a
Halloween.
coffee guy, so we're really asking the
Yeah,
thing.
right.
But I haven't tried Seven Brew yet.
Seven Brew's
Because
awesome.
there were a few of them when I was in the colonies, but I did not want near me.
I
And
love
my
it.
kids already had been to Dunkin', so we didn't go to Seven Brew. So next time I go, I'll probably go to a Seven Brew
Nice.
and I'll give you a hot chocolate review.
I don't know if they have hot chocolate. Maybe they do.
So they have cider?
I don't know. I get their cold brew with
Yeah.
coconut milk. It's excellent. But they have like a lot of energy drinks and weird sodas and stuff. You'd like it.
So hold on. Let's back this up just a tiny bit.
Beep, beep,
They need
beep.
a movie tie-in so we'll show up. They need to sponsor like the amazing Super Troopers 8. They need to have like cops or something, and I'd probably go.
They could sponsor Super Troopers 7. That would be fun.
Perfect. I don't know. If I end up in one, it's because of my children or my wife wanting a coffee.
No, it's very good coffee, and they do have a lot of sodas and stuff, so you'd find something that you like. A lot of
Is it
weird
like
stuff.
Starbucks?
No, it's more like Sonic if you've ever been there. No
Love
food.
Sonic.
Okay, it doesn't
It's
have
not
food.
like Sonic.
Well, no, yeah, it's the Sonic drink menu though. I think it's kind of
Anything that has tater tots is a rocking place for me.
like that. You know, the Dunkin' hash browns are excellent. Speaking of
Are
Dunkin',
they?
I used to love them.
I don't know if I'll ever go back in. That was the last experience. That fruity pebble munchie was so disgusting.
Gross and unhealthy. You don't want
Oh,
that
I
stuff.
knew it was unhealthy. Don't get me wrong. I was just gonna like I was gonna try something. I'm like, this is terrible. Nobody liked them. Not one person in my household liked those munchies, so they're out.
We'll never
But
go
I did
back.
have a lovely sourdough sandwich they have once for breakfast.
Oh, all right. Well,
Because I was there one morning. So like I said, it'll probably be a few more months till I journey to the colonies. But I do enjoy Five Below because they carry combos.
that clothing store.
Is that a clothing store? I don't know. My kids just bring back combos
Like
for
a
me to
kid store,
wear.
isn't it? Yeah, I don't go. We have one, but I don't ever go in it.
I think Marlowe actually, when it's not open at the movie theater and Seven Below is closed for the day, he goes to stand in front of Five Below with
Oh my.
his. With
Oh my.
his can.
All right, so we have two laps.
Two.
These are wild cards that, like, they could be really cool or they might be horrible. Okay.
Okay.
So we've got the Coyote versus Acme.
Which
Now, are you.
you, I am dying to see this.
Okay. So, yeah. Are you. You watched Coyote cartoons when you were a kid, like, you know, everybody
Of
did. This is
course.
one where the Coyote is actually suing the Acme Corporation, and it's kind of a mixed animated film with people in it also, Will Forte, Luis Guzman, and John Cena. Live action, you know, it's 1 hour and 43 minutes, which could be long for a movie like that, but I could see it working. I could see it being funny.
You know this was canceled, right? They shelved it.
But it's back now.
Okay, another company bought, I think Warner Bros., whoever made the movie, I think Time Warner, whoever bought them out,
Gotta be Warner.
Discovery Warner,
Yeah.
bought out them. So they took this movie and the Batgirl movie and shelved them both and moved them as tax write-offs.
Wow.
And then this company bought whoever's releasing it, bought it off them, and is going to distribute it. So I'm very happy. I wish that Batgirl movie would come out because I would watch that too. Because they put out that Supergirl junk they made me sit through. It was terrible. So it can't be that bad.
Supergirl. So I thought this was coming out like at the end of the month.
It's not?
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay. Well, I
Release
did go
date.
through all the August releases for you and said we're just going to do this once a month. Let's just do them all at
Yeah,
one
yeah.
shot.
August 28th, so it's coming up soon.
So, do you think we Marlo will be getting enough change for the week to be able to see this movie?
He wants to see it. He's the one that told me about it.
Well, he's got to bring a certain other person with him.
Probably.
His not adopted redheaded stepchild yet.
Now, do you think that that movie is people that are younger would even understand it?
No, I think it's totally for our generation. I
Yeah.
probably would beg my kids to do it if it's a cartoon because they might get the jokes.
But you'd have to kind of grow up on it to know the
Is this
acting.
live action or cartoon? It's got to be both mixed.
No, yeah, it's live action. That's John Cena's in it, Will Forte.
John Cena thinks he's funny.
He, what have I seen him in? I've seen him in a couple things. He's not awful.
He's not awful. He's better than The Rock. There's somebody that needs to quit right now.
Will Forte's funny, and then Luis Guzmán is always funny when he's in stuff, so
I
yeah.
met Luis Guzman, nice guy in person.
Oh yeah, nice. That's cool.
He's no Fluffy though. But.
Right, and finally we come to Buddy, which the trailer did not give away much, and I'm really intrigued about this. It's like a horror slasher movie about Buddy, which is like this orange unicorn type character, kind of like Barney. It stars Kristen Milioti, Topher Grace from the 70s show, Keegan-Michael Key, Michael Shannon, and Patton Oswalt, the comedian, which you've probably seen or whatever.
He's
And, you know, looks interesting. Trailer doesn't give away much. It's from the producers of Weapons, which I hated, but they're trying to use that as a thing to sell. And
of course.
I like that the trailer doesn't do anything except kind of show a clip of the kids show, and it's done in a really eerie way. Your thoughts?
I don't know if I have much thoughts.
No, it was really weird. It was
Like, you're
very.
not really giving me much to work with. I'm gonna see it. We know that, if that's the
Yes, we
question.
know that. You
I
might be
wonder if it's
brushing
gonna
your
be like
teeth.
James Stewart's Harvey.
Well, you know what? Oh, the you're talking about the old
Yes, the Bunny
what
movie.
the guy that yeah, God damn it. Oh my
Yes.
God, Jimmy Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah, I have
That's
never seen that. Is that
a
good?
great film.
Yeah, I need to watch it.
So I think it's probably similar to that. That's what I'm thinking.
But it's a horror slasher movie.
Oh, so the bunny's evil.
Apparently. Not a bunny though. It's an orange unicorn.
Okay, the orange. Oh, maybe it could like give some anal and just like shh, right in the ass.
Wow, that
Oh, it's not adult. Sorry, I was getting confused there. Thought it was an adult
No, it
oriented.
is an adult. I mean, in the fact that it's supposedly like a slasher film, but you know, we'll have to see. I don't know.
We'll
Like
have to
a comical.
see.
They're all
So, Matt,
comedians in it.
are you upset that we don't do adult releases either? I think we should start doing adult releases at the end. That's
That
just.
would be funny to do that. We could, you know, do they still
I'm
do
gonna
those now?
have to see. Next month, people, if
Let's
you
add one.
want them, I will try to find Matt some adult parodies that are coming out.
Just one's
If
fine. One's
just
enough.
one is fine, because we know producer Marlo can't afford to rent them, so we don't really want him to get. Oh, excited because it's pretty quiet around his house. Afternoon delight does not exist.
Now, would you appear in one for a lot of money? I would.
Oh, right now I'll do it for 10 bucks
Sure.
to
10.
have my
Wow. All right.
stupid
You
face on the cover.
you'd pay them. Goddamn Don Prince. That's the title.
I wonder if that Dan Prynne, I think, is begging for change on the streets of Ottawa right now.
It's Canadian Tire, man.
Nobody's seen him in months.
Although he did call us, so we know he's around. He's still ex in
He
existence.
didn't call us.
I thought he called and said he was at a wedding or something.
He texted.
Oh, all right.
But it could be fake Daniel Prynne. I don't know. It could be the butt dial.
True. That could be his mom.
It could be. She lives in Peterborough, an hour north of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does, an hour north. So that's it, Matt. So how many of these films are you actually going to see? Because we know we all see all 10.
There's a few, you know. I'd be interested in seeing Buddy. Definitely want to see the crime one from Netflix.
I should just loan you my Netflix password so you can watch it.
I don't even know if it would work though.
It
Over,
does work.
does it work here?
Yeah, it does work. Let's say I'm on holidays. If it pops up, I'll just go click.
On
We should
holidays.
try it out. Okay, Pat. Matt, I think the popcorn's burning.
Pop, 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 pop.
Goodbye.
Later, buddy.